A divided Libya, war-torn, east versus west, government versus rebels, played out dramatically at a hotel in Tripoli.
You keep saying we're all Libyans, but look at what Gaddafi's militia did to me. Look at how Gaddafi's men violated my honor.
A woman makes accusations of rape and assault in front of international reporters. She is dragged from the hotel with a bag over her head. Hotel employees call her a traitor.
She's dragged away, but her story can't be ignored, and neither can the rebel forces moving closer and closer to Tripoli and that hotel. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, March 28th.
And we're going to take a look at what seems to be a fairly murky battlefield map there on the situation in Libya. It's right at the top of the morning's top news. Are there territorial gains by the opposition towards the Libyan capital of Tripoli this morning? They've reportedly reached the outskirts of Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Following a round of Allied airstrikes on the city, Sirte is halfway between the rebel capital of Benghazi and Tripoli. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells CBS News the momentum on the ground has shifted.
We believe, based on the intelligence and what our military is seeing, the Gaddafi forces are withdrawing.
Over the weekend, the rebels recaptured two key oil refineries, and last night, NATO agreed to take command of all military operations, including airstrikes against Gaddafi's ground forces, effective immediately. Defense Secretary Robert Gates tells NBC News the U.S. military can now take a step back.
I think we have, to a very large extent, completed the military mission in terms of getting it set up.
President Obama will address the nation tonight about the U.S. involvement in Libya.
And let's get the latest from uprisings across the Middle East. In Syria, government soldiers have been sent to several cities that were the scene of violence over the weekend. The government is warning protesters to stop. In Yemen, talks aimed at ending the standoff between President Ali Saleh and the opposition have stalled. Saleh says he's ready for a dignified departure. And there are reports that al-Qaeda is exploiting the unrest, taking over a town in southern Yemen this morning. And in Bahrain, Kuwait has agreed to mediate talks between the monarchy and the opposition. Now to Japan's troubled Fukushima nuclear plant, a kind of a changing story. First, plant officials said the radiation levels were 10 million times higher than normal. They later said that was a mistake. Radiation is only 100,000 times higher than normal. Officials say it turns out the seawater that was used to cool the reactors is much more radioactive than they'd estimated. That water is now leaking into the ocean and the soil in and around the plant. Emergency workers can't get close enough to remove it, and they don't have anywhere to store it anyway. Until they get it out, they can't start work again on fixing the cooling systems for the reactor. Meanwhile, the number of dead and reported missing from the twin disasters of the earthquake and tsunami now tops 28,000.
Later this week, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on the largest sex discrimination lawsuit in history. The class action suit by thousands of women claim Walmart offered unequal pay and fewer promotions. If the Supreme Court rules the case can go forward, the suit could include more people than the number now serving in all the U.S. Armed Forces branches combined. Arguments start tomorrow. And Virginia Commonwealth is crashing the final four, man. The 11th seed beat Kansas, the final one seed left to join Butler, UConn, and Kentucky as college basketball's last four teams standing. You can check out the brackets from Celeste, from contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, and other Takeaway guests. None of them have smiles on their faces.
No.
Compare them to your own by heading to thetakeaway.org.
Yeah, check them out if you like, you know, ruins. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,220. The S&P at 1,313. The NASDAQ at 2743. Well, speaking of college, not basketball, though, we're spending a week to talk to you about college. That's because this is the week when lots of high school seniors get their acceptance letters. Today, we're going to be talking about the benefits of a broad liberal arts education as opposed to maybe getting a degree in technology. Want to hear about your experiences? Which one is worth it? Math, sciences, or maybe a broad liberal arts degree? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. First, though, an update from Libya.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.